As we noted just a moment ago, today marks the 10th anniversary of O.J. Simpson's acquittal of murder charges. A decade later, the verdict is still significant because of what it demonstrated about race in this country. Commentator Clarence Page takes a look back at the trial that divided the nation.
Can you believe it? 10 years have passed since the famous, infamous verdict. O.J. Simpson found not guilty in the murder of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. And no, the long-suffering Orenthal James Simpson, ex-star of football games and Naked Gun movies, still hasn't found the real killers, as he vowed, despite having searched what appears to be every fancy golf course in Florida. Remembering the trial is like remembering an old TV miniseries, complete with its iconic larger-than-life characters, Johnny Cochran, Marsha Clark, Brian Cato Kalin, the Bruno Mogli Shoes. But the ending came without a satisfactory resolution. The trial grabbed us like a potboiler detective story, with a beautiful blonde victim, a sports star suspect, and a low-speed chase. But the O.J. verdict matters 10 years later, mainly because of race, the taboo topic that no one wanted to discuss at first and that no one could stop talking about in the end. When the verdict was announced, TV cameras caught black Americans cheering with joy and white Americans sobbing with anger. At that electric moment, a nation stood stunned, shocked, gaping at each other across racial lines. Polls showed we viewed O.J. through different prisms of experience. Most white Americans held enough faith in the system to believe that O.J. must be guilty, or he would not have been charged. Most black Americans gave him the benefit of their doubts about the criminal justice system. Particularly troubling was Mark Furman, a white police officer whom the prosecution would rather not have used, but they had no choice. He was, after all, the cop who found both bloody gloves, one at the crime scene, the other at O.J.'s home. He found most of the blood drops in the dark after trespassing on Simpson's property without a search warrant. He also claimed in court to have never used the N-word during the previous 10 years, before an audio tape revealed that he had. He boasted on the tape of beating and torturing suspects. Witnesses had him claiming on more than one occasion that he manufactured evidence and that he didn't like interracial relationships. Some people vilified O.J.'s defense team for bringing up issues of race, but given the circumstantial nature of the evidence, it would have been malpractice for O.J.'s lawyers not to bring it up. 10 years later, O.J. Simpson is a late-night TV joke. Humor is tragedy plus time, the comedian Lenny Bruce once said. We clamp down the lid once again on our boiling pot of racial rage, resentment, and suspicions until it boiled over again in places like New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Instead of just clamping down the lid, we should find ways to turn down the heat.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.